put a crevice on it, and have iron teeth, a board behind them iron teeth, drag it off a level. Some will drag two rows at a time. Mm-hmm. Put a long board and put the mule in the middle and drag off two at a time.
Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, we tied a chain to it and we...
How'd you have that?
If you're talking about dragging it off, you'd say, we tied a chain to that and then we...
planned it.
Or took it and what it off.
You put your mule for that thing, a harrow, and drag two rows at a time and it'd knock the dirt and flatten it just as smooth. Then you put your planter up on and plant it. You're going to drop it, open it, row with a, we call it with a little shovel. It was on a, we call a Georgia stock. Used to have them with the wooden stocks that cut a beam over the stock to put your mule and single tree, put your hound on you. Cut a square piece of wood and mortise it up in that and let it lay and had a piece of iron to hold that foot back with. They made them anyway around. They used to make all them cotton.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Oh, you'd have to chop that. That's too much work for planting a cotton. You have to plant it and chop it and dirt it, second it, sweep it down, sweep out the middle.
What do you mean second it?
Huh?
What?
You have to go second time. See, the first time you don't, you leave maybe two and three stalks. When you second it, you go and pull that grass out and thin it to about just like you're going to leave it.
How's that different from chopping it?
Huh?
How's that different from chopping it?
See, when old time you just put down an old wooden cutting planter and they just drill it. You have to have it cut about this far apart. And they drill it and they'd have to cut it out with one stalk or two stalks. And then on the second they come back with growing up together, the block can be too thick, then you pull out some of it. Sometimes I see them over three times.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Crabgrass. My God, you would never get shit of that. It's in the pasture now. You find it all, won't nothing eat it after it's dry. Stays, while it's green and tender, they'll eat it, but when it dries, it's through with it.
Any other kinds of grass that would grow
Bermuda
up?
Grass, cocoa grass, you just would need to cut it down to skip over, because cut it off, it'd be up again before you get back to the end. Cocoa grass come up every night. It's thick over. It grows bigger. I got plenty of it out there, and some all out here.
What did you milk, when you milk cows, what would you milk in?
I call it a milk cup. It's about as big around with a handle on it to milk them in tin. And had the milk bucket. Cloth, and it had a strainer on it that you put a cloth and a strainer, strain it through that strainer into the bucket, and then when you bring it to the house, you'd strain it through a cloth, thin cloth called a milk cloth.
What did you have to carry water in?
Jugs, old stone jugs.
Did you ever see anything made out of wood that...
What you tote water in?
Yeah,
they make them out of cedar buckets with a brass band around them.